raise a bunch of kids. Do it like my daddy did, like his daddy did. Oh, drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in no pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the winter, love it.
Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The number of people who died when flash flooding struck central Texas now exceeds 100 and is expected to keep on rising. ABC's Jim Ryan is along the Guadalupe River in Kerrville, Texas.
The tragedy hits home for some well-known figures.
My daughters have gone to summer camp here for 10 years.
Including Senator Ted Cruz.
Just last week, Heidi was in town picking our youngest daughter, Catherine, up from camp.
So caught up now in pretending.
Country singer Pat Green has posted that his brother, his sister-in-law, and their two children are missing after the flooding here in the Hill Country. Jim Runyon, ABC News, Kerrville, Texas.
After saying a week ago the U.S. would hold back delivering any more weapons to Ukraine, President Trump now says the U.S. will have to send those weapons, in the president's words, because they're being hit hard right now. Hopes for a ceasefire in the Israeli shelling of Gaza. Israel and Hamas saying they both want a deal for a 60-day pause in fighting that would allow for at least 10 hostages to be released. This is ABC News. Things are getting really stinky for the people of Philadelphia. 9,000 city workers, including trash collectors, are still on strike. Further talks on ending the strike are happening today. In Australia, Erin Patterson, the woman accused of poisoning her family with wild mushrooms served in Beef Wellington for lunch in 2023, found guilty of murder.
Her lawyers arguing that the dish served was a terrible accident. And on Monday, the jury of 12 found Patterson guilty of all four charges after a week of deliberating. The mother of two is now facing life in prison. Her sentencing will come at a later date, which hasn't been set yet, but she'll be remanded until then, and she can still appeal the guilty verdict.
ABC's Britt Clennett. China is now allowing people from 74 countries to enter visa-free for up to 30 days. The policy aiming to boost tourism, the economy, and China's global influence. Tourism companies have reported significant growth due to the relaxed entry rules. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you that severe weather can strike at any time. Be prepared and have several ways to check forecasts at home and away, put together an emergency plan and supplies, and know where to go to stay safe during bad weather. Resources to learn how are available at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Once again, severe weather can strike anywhere at any time. be ready with an emergency plan and supply kit, checking forecasts for warnings and watches, and learning how to stay safe in severe weather. Once again, those resources are available at dhs.wisconsin.gov. This is your reminder about the Park Falls Farmers Market happening tomorrow, July 9th. This happens every Wednesday over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. There you can find locally grown shelling peas, sugar snap peas, lettuce, spinach, radishes, beets, cucumbers, broccoli, zucchini, locally grown shiitake, lion's mane, and pohu oyster mushrooms, wild rose and white clover jelly, plus strawberry rhubarb jam, and that's only a small snippet of what's there. There's also baked goods, locally produced maple syrup and honey, black Angus beef, freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and dog biscuits, hanging flowers, houseplants, including succulents, and so much more. Most vendors accept Quest Card, EBT, WIC and Senior Market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, and therefore they do accept Chamber Bucks. This year, they have also partnered with Aspirus to participate in the Fruit and Vegetable Prescription Program. They are very grateful for all the community's support, their vendors, and their sponsors. This is your chance to eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. Because all the produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed within Price County or our neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida/Vilas, or Iron. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, July 9th, and every following Wednesday at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Fish on! Brittany Merlot tells us more about bait rules and why you should drain your boat immediately.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body because you could be spreading a lot of these species or they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
We did want to let you know about a service coming up for today. Kay Marlinga, age 98, a resident of Catawba, passed away on Tuesday, July 1st at Marshfield Medical Center Hospital in Park Falls. A massive Christian burial will be held today, Tuesday, July 8th at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation 9:30 a.m. at the church. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This is the funeral notice for Kay Marlinga, age 98, of Catawba. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early, 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and you know that's a great lineup, maybe the best lineup in baseball. And he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the mid-70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, cooler lows in the low 50s, and mostly sunny and a high in the mid-70s tomorrow. Dry Thursday, some rain Friday. Currently it's 59 degrees. 98Q
Country. Beautiful here. I hope you had a nice summer, because there's pressure to enjoy summer, right? I'm from the Midwest. It's almost a panic. Go out there, have fun. Winter's coming to kill us. Go get skin cancer now! Because there's an expectation of fun during summer. In winter, we discuss summer with such reverence. In January, you'd think we were talking about a family pet that passed away. Remember summer? I miss summer. I have photos of summer. That's when we were a happy family. Summer's presented as a vacation. It's like a 3-month vacation for nobody but children. And who doesn't deserve a few months off after the rigors of kindergarten? I have 5 young children. During summer, they lounge around like they've just returned from fighting ISIS.
So it's resort.
Sweet vacation home.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle. Grandpa used to play. And I'll float on down the river.
some back home, come on music
that comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
Thank you.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. She's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires. Musket down. Up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Oh, baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Well, baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Jason Aldean, that's his kind of party, apparently. 98Q Country, hope you are well on this Tuesday morning. Joel here. It is the 8th day of July, 7-0-7-0-8-2-5. Got a ring to it, 0-7-0-8-2-5. I want to take a moment and congratulate, always like to recognize our area students and athletes and such, and we want to take a moment to recognize Jalen Brunell. She was a sophomore for the Shawamigan softball team, and she was recently recognized as honorable mention all-district for softball. Listen to this. She finished the year with a 538 batting average. 538 batting average, 32 RBIs. So the young sophomore had a great year. So we always like to honor our local students and athletes, and you're always welcome to share those with us, WCQM at civicmedia.us, WCQM at civicmedia.us. Should be a decent day today. We're going to see some rain probably at some point. Everybody's going to get a little drip here and there.
But all in all, I think it should turn out to be pretty good. Today is Cow Appreciation Day today. Appreciate our cows. In what way would you appreciate a cow? Let me ask you that. Well, if you're a farmer, of course, it's, if you're a dairy farmer, if you're a beef farmer, it's kind of your lifeline. Some people have cows as pets, you know, as at the farm. Some people just see it as dinner, however you want to see it. I know this one thing. I mean, I grew up, I don't want to say I grew up around cows because our family farm, hobby farm that we grew up on did not have cattle and dairy, but the neighbors did. It was all around us. We had a couple different times where we raised a single cow. For beef, I guess, or whatever it was. Charlie, I remember, was his name. Having Charlie for supper. That's what my dad would always say. Having Charlie for supper. But if you grew up around cows, of course, you respect their size and their strength because they're generally a rather slower moving animal, you know, pretty laid back. But if that cow or dairy cow decides that it wants to do what it wants to do, it's going to do what it wants to do. It's a big boy or girl. So there's that certain amount of love and respect at the same time. Is it safe to say that people become more attached to dairy cows than they do the beef cattle? Because, they're around longer, to put it bluntly, I guess. But I think a lot of people have... who have farmed and have dairy farms, cows, dairy animals, cows, cattle. I don't know what the technical term is, but you know what I mean. That they grow, you know, it's like a pet. It's like a dog, like a dog or a cat. You're not having them in the house. I'm sure someone at some point has done that, but a cow in the house is probably not a good idea. Today we appreciate the cows. Salute, the hee-haw salute. Today is also video games day today on the completely opposite side of that spectrum. So when we think of video games, we think of what? We think of sitting on the couch, remote control, all that stuff. Used to be arcades. I was having a discussion with my son about this last weekend. He has a video game system that has all the old retro games on it. Dig Dug was on there. I think there was Pac-Man. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Mario is considered to be old now, too, although they keep making that stuff. So video games, I told my son, I said, and I realized this as I was playing Mario, the original Mario Brothers, you know, where he goes underground and the ding, 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 the coins and all that stuff. And I told my son, I said, you don't realize the joy that my generation felt of getting our first video game system and realizing that when it said game over, it didn't mean that you had to reach into your pocket and grab another quarter. It didn't mean that the game was actually over. It just meant that you got to start over. I said, you have no idea. In the video game realm of everything video games, how exciting that was and why when people got video game systems initially, they would get them and they just wouldn't stop playing. It was like going to the arcade and the machine was broke and it just lets you keep playing. And that's a concept that you have to be a certain age to have that feeling. But video games nowadays, of course, are not just the kids. When we think of video games, we think of kids, we think of younger people. But let me just tell you this right now, I may hurt your feelings on this a little bit. Anybody who goes to the casino and puts money in those quote-unquote video games, you're playing video games too, all right? You're just... I never forget the first time I walked through a casino with my son, who was probably, 16 or 17 at the time. For some reason, we were somewhere and we had to walk through. I think we were in Vegas or something. And my son just not even, he didn't even stop. He just, as we were walking, he just said, and the adults yell at us for playing too many video games. And I was just like, I looked around and I'm just like, you know what? You're 100% right. If you go to the casino and you pull the bandits and you play all that stuff, I got news for you. 60, 70-year-olds who say you don't play video games, you're playing video games, all right? You're playing video games. Not judging, but just analyzing, all right? They're all video games. They can be fun to a point. What else? You got to put it down, though, right? Yeah, you got to walk away. It can't be everything you're doing. Let's see. What else? A couple of other headlines here. Elon Musk has officially said goodbye to Donald Trump. He's going to start his own political party. That was announced yesterday. So Elon Musk and Donald Trump are no longer buds. Elon's going to start another political party. A semi-trailer recently overturned in Montana. Did you see this? 1,600 little baby piglets were loose. They were loose on the road. I don't know if they all survived, but most of them, I guess, did. Could you imagine? 1,600 piglets running around. And if it was a desert or where it was, I'm hoping it's in a residential area. Probably not, but that would be my hope. We got another shark bite going on. A surfer is recovering after being bitten by a shark off the coast of New Smyrna Beach in Florida. A note to surfers, if you surf in the ocean, chance you might get bit by a shark. Just saying. An area known as the shark bite capital of the world. Tell you what, if I was a surfer, which I'm not and I never will be, if I was a surfer and I was going to surf and someone said, oh, that's the shark bite capital of the world, that would be a sign to me to break, blinker, and turn around. So I would. 40-year-old guy was bitten on the arm and was taken to the hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. I mean, we feel bad for him for getting bit by a shark, but if you're surfing in the area where people call it the shark bite capital of the world, don't be surprised if a shark bites you. Just saying. If Grandpa says the bluegills are biting, if you go out with a worm and drop your bobber in the water, that worm's going to get eaten and you might catch a little baby fish. You go out there and that's what happens. Well, you were told. The 2025 measles outbreak officially is the biggest it's been since 2000. There's been a perception in some parts of the country that you don't need the measles vaccine and the vaccine's not good for you. And experts are saying that this has led to a measles outbreak, the worst in some parts of the country since the year 2000. So that's some of the headlines that we're talking about. Boy, those Brewers, goodness gracious sakes. Taking down the Los Angeles Dodgers last night. 5 runs in the first inning. Pat Murphy. Let's see, a little cut here from Pat Murphy. Always a good way to start the day, Coach Murphy. Talked about why shortstop Joey Ortiz was not in the lineup last night.
Murphy's always been out of the lineup back-to-back days now. Is there something that he's dealing with?
Yeah, the manager's pissed. You know what I mean? I want him to give me his best approach at the plate. And, you know, we've given him a lot. And we play him every day. And we need him. And he can't just have lapses at the plate like that. You know, so he's got to fight through that.
Is it related at all to just seeing that he took a lot of pitches in Miami? Is that part of it?
Yeah. His swing decisions have been the worst it's been. And he's swinging the bat way better, but his swing decisions now. And then, so all that mental stuff, well, sit and think about it.
Oh, I love Coach Murphy. Just love Coach Murphy. Why isn't Joey Ortiz playing? And Coach Murphy's response was, here was again.
Murphy's always been out of the lineup back-to-back days now. Is there something that he's dealing with?
Yeah, the manager's pissed.
The manager is pissed. That's what Murphy said. Ortiz was taking some swings that were not in the game plan. They benched him. They benched him. Coach Murphy, old school. Brewers win. They'll do it again tonight. We'll have it for you right here. Twice an hour news and sports at 7:35. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The number of people who died when flash flooding struck central Texas now exceeds 100 and is expected to keep on rising. ABC's Jim Ryan is along the Guadalupe River in Kerrville, Texas.
The tragedy hits home for some well-known figures.
My daughters have gone to summer camp here for 10 years.
Including Senator Ted Cruz.
Just last week, Heidi was in town picking our youngest daughter, Catherine, up from camp.
So caught up now in pretending.
Country singer Pat Green has posted that his brother, his sister-in-law, and their two children are missing after the flooding here in the Hill Country. Jim Runyon, ABC News, Kerrville, Texas.
After saying a week ago the U.S. would hold back delivering any more weapons to Ukraine, President Trump now says the U.S. will have to send those weapons, in the president's words, because they're being hit hard right now. Hopes for a ceasefire in the Israeli shelling of Gaza. Israel and Hamas saying they both want a deal for a 60-day pause in fighting that would allow for at least 10 hostages to be released. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Do you know someone who's made an impact in our community? You should nominate them for Flamborama Parade Marshal. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce has extended the deadline for nominations to this Friday, July 11th. You can pick up a form directly at the chamber office or print one from the link found on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page, which is just Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Once again, nominations for Flamborama Parade Marshal are open until this Friday, July 11th. You can pick up a form at the chamber office or print one from the link found on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Saturday, July 12th from 11 to 3, there's a free family swim day at the Park Falls Pool. The first 250 people will be admitted free of charge for an afternoon of swimming fun. Free Freezy Pops will be provided by the Park Falls Country Club while they last. Strong Family / Strong Kids Committee is spearheading this fun and free family event. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 12th from 11 to 3 over at the Park Falls Community Pool. Our very own lakes can have very high levels of bacteria, E. coli, and algae blooms that you do not want to swim in. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains where it comes from and how it can make you sick.
The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin as fertilizer seeps into our water system from farm fields, alongside tons of manure getting washed into our recreational waters, causing major algae blooms to spark. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. And follow advice from officials if the harmful algae is in your water. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early, 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup, maybe the best lineup in baseball, and he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Escape to the serenity of the North Woods. Imagine 12.9 acres of rolling woodland where a cozy two-bed, one-bath mobile home awaits. Step inside to a refreshed, inviting space. New carpet, vinyl flooring, and a wood stove to keep you warm. Outside, explore endless possibilities. A new barn woodshed with loft and fire pit, perfect for evenings under the stars. Enjoy wildlife, lakes, and direct access to ATV and snowmobile trails. Call Alexis at 815-527-1546.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Hey, it's Big G. One of my favorite places to eat is Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Your dinner destination. Handmade burgers, pizza, pork bellies, and buffets. Dining done right. Now open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 2:30, Saturday and Sunday at 11:30 through Labor Day. Wednesdays, buy one, get one half off pizza. Thursdays, German night. Saturday, pork bellies and prime rib. Sunday, four-piece chicken dinner with corn fritters. Let's not forget about Friday night's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. Pontoon and fishing boat rentals daily. Book now at lenasnorthernpines.net. Our roads lead to Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the mid-70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, cooler lows in the low 50s, and mostly sunny and a high in the mid-70s tomorrow. Dry Thursday, some rain Friday. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
98 Q Country.
stiff drink.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98 Q Country.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Devil's driving that long black train.
98 Q Country.
I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. And mama's probably on her way, cause I ain't picked up the phone. I've been a million places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, overthinking ever since you left. I've been gone, I've been gone. I've been sitting on the couch watching TV.
heartbreak. Past rock bottom on the way without leaving my living room. I've been a million places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, overthinking ever since you left. I've been gone, I've been gone. I've been sitting on the couch watching TV. Couch watching TV all day long, all day long. I've been trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than that freight train, farther than that airplane, sadder than a country song. Headed down that highway, anywhere but my way, ever since you moved on.
There you go. Dirk Smedley at 98Q Country. I was just peeking at the Packer schedule for the coming year. And already coming up on August 9th, you realize that we're a month away. We're a month away from preseason football. There's only three preseason games this year. You got the Jets. That'll be at home. Travel to Indy. And then play host to Seattle. So hard to get real excited about the preseason stuff, but the season opener will be Sunday, September 7th. And I'm looking at the schedule, and we did this a couple of months ago now, so when the schedule came out, to see where a lot of the games will lie. And right now, there's only one Amazon Prime game, and that means that you have to have an Amazon Prime subscription to watch it. And that's against the Washington Commanders, the second game of the year. So the Packers come out, they play on a Sunday, and they turn around, and literally about three and a half days later, they play right away again. Okay, call it 4 days, I guess, on Thursday, September 11th. That's, they're both at home. They're both at home, but you got the Lions who many consider to be top two, top three teams in the NFC. We'll see if that happens again this year because they lost a lot. They lost a few guys. And then Washington was the upstart team last year. They were one of the best teams right at the end of the season. So you got those two teams at home right away. Yeah, the schedule's better after that, but a couple of tough home games right away. So Sunday, September 7th, and that would be 2 months. 2 months, the regular season will start for football. It's, for me anyway, it's one of those things. I love summertime. Summer's my favorite time up here. And I think to myself, oh, it will be sad when the cooler weather sets in again. And then I think, well, that's kind of insulated a little bit by football, right? It is. The cooler weather moves in. There's nothing, for me, I don't know about you, there's nothing better than a 55, 60 degree October day with a little football. You have the option of watching the football game or going outside and doing a little yard work or maybe delay the game and go do a little hunting, whatever it might be. That's, for me, doesn't get much better than that. Other than summer. They're both about equal, I guess. I mean, summer, I enjoy 80, 85, but sometimes the heat can be like, all right, let's go inside now. How about we drink a little water? it can be a little bit much. We'll get to about 75-ish, it looks like today. Maybe a little warmer than that. And our chance of rain today lingering in that 20 to 40% chance of rain. So maybe a few sprinkles here and there. Definitely not a washout. I think you'll be fine. All the news and sports, we will get you updated twice an hour, then just a little bit at the top of the hour. Big G from 98Q Country is bringing the party live on site at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls. It's the Customer Appreciation Day, Friday, July 18th from 11 to 2. Come out for free food and drinks, spin the 98Q Country prize wheel. You could win Mall of America passes, brewer tickets, D&D certificates, and much more. Classic cars, fun prizes, and top-notch service. D&D does it all with ASE certified techs, tire perks, great deals, and 24-hour towing.
Summer in northern Wisconsin is a great time to get out on the water. Baiters is a great place to get everything you need to do just that. For fishing, Baiters has rods and reels, line, terminal tackle, and live bait, so you can land that lunker of a lifetime or your next meal. Baiters also carries tow-behind tubes and tow ropes. And don't forget the life jackets for infants, toddlers, and adults. Be safe on the water, have fun, and enjoy all that northern Wisconsin has to offer with Baiters Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
98Q Country.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. You wants to send my mind on